Good morning, it's 8:43, Thursday, November the 15th, 2018, half past November, which means halfway through NaNoWriMo. I made my goal for yesterday, which was 75,000 words. My goal for today is 80,000 words. I'm a little bit behind. I'm only at about 650 words so far this morning. My first sprint was rather a bust. I've done two. My first one was kind of a bust. I spent too much time backtracking to try to make sure that I was on the plot track. I went back five or six pages and started reading forward from there. And it was good. That was a very good exercise for me because it helped me remember what I wrote last night. Yesterday was a mess. Yesterday was a big mess. I got about, I don't know, two sprints in before I had to leave for the dentist. I did not have to make a grocery run yesterday, but I did have 2-hour-long conference calls in the afternoon. I got a sprint in between them. But basically, I wrote almost all of the words that I wrote yesterday happened in the afternoon and evening. But I made my 75,000. My daily average word count was around 5,500. It's dropped down now to 5,300. I really need to have a couple 6,000 word days to start bringing that back up. I have to start writing not only to the daily goal, but to the daily average to keep it from dropping any further. The difference between 5,000 and 5,300 is not major. The difference between 5,300 and 5,500 is not major. But I have to keep it at 5,000 or higher if I'm going to meet my second goal, which is 100,000 words by the 20th. I think the story is going to come in within probably 10,000 words of 100 grand. I'm at 75,000 now. There's still a lot to wrap up. There's still some plot lines that need to be restored. Restored. Tied off. What am I thinking? I'm smack in the middle of what in a technical sense we call the B story. I'm not smack in the middle. I'm on the way out of the B story. I was the A story and the B story. The thing is unfolding. The thing is working. At least as far as I believe. I have not gone back to the beginning and read it all again. I just keep going. This is very much an Ishmael Huang, Nathan Lowell Panzer book. I have no idea what I'm going to write when I sit down. That is, on the one hand, kind of freeing. Guys, I could have anything happen. Quite honestly, I've been kind of surprised by the things that have sort of dribbled off on the page. And I've gone, are you kidding? God, this is horrible. Only to have it about 4 pages later go, oh. It's those moments that made me think I may be spinning a yarn here. On the downside of not knowing what I'm going to write when I sit down, it takes me a couple of minutes to get words pumping along. Something like 3 to 5 minutes before they start flowing. Those first 3 to 5 minutes, I'm really aware of the time. After that, I'm usually surprised when my noises.net sound fades out. It's like, oh, yeah, that's gone. I have to stop now. And I've written as much as 10 minutes beyond the end of the timer without even realizing. But the first 5 minutes are slow because I don't have an outline. I don't know what the next point is supposed to be. I don't know what I'm writing toward or from. Well, I know what I'm writing from, but I don't know what the next point where I was going to make, what I thought was I was going to make, should be. Nose is running off my face. So on the one hand, I think it was the only way I could write this book because I tried for the better part of 6 weeks to come up with a write-through and a 40-sentence outline. And I failed at the write-through, so the 40-sentence outline was never going to go anywhere. But sitting down to write it, putting myself metaphorically, I guess, into Ishmael's head, got me rolling, got me moving along, got the story unfolding. I can smell the pastries at Panera this morning. It's just a hint of breeze. It's not enough to rattle the leaves or even set them to jiggling, but it's just enough to bring me... Oh, God, that smells so good. I've had my peanut butter toast for the morning. I can have a snack in a little bit. I'll have an apple, maybe. I'm allowed one piece of fruit. I am going to have to go to the grocery store today and make an abbreviated grocery run and pick up some prescriptions. So the day is not completely mine, but a lot of it is. I have to say that taking a couple hours off the other night and saying, okay, I've met my goals, I'm going to refill the well a little bit. 5,000 words a day, every day. 14 days in a row. At least, well, I don't know. I was going to say at least 5,000 words. That's not true. That's like, I had a couple days of 49, 97, or... Last night was 43.90. Get ready, say it with me. I'm going to post. But it was getting really, really, really hard to face the word processor first thing in the morning. And this morning wasn't difficult. I got up, got my toast, got my coffee. I think I'm going to need a new coffee maker. I'll ask for it for Christmas. The coffee maker has stopped. Oh, shoot. I should probably run some vinegar through it. That's dumb. As soon as I started to say it, I realized what the problem was. It's not pumping out all the water. And so it'll do it for 2 or 3 days, and then it won't do it. So there's about a cup of water left in the bottom of the reservoir in the back. So the stronger, the coffee is a little bit stronger than normal, which I would not notice. But when I go to fill it again tonight, I'll put a pot of water, I'll fill the pot with water and go to dump it in, and the reservoir will overfill because there's still a cup of water in the bottom. And I just realized as I was saying this that I haven't run vinegar through it in forever. At least a year. So yeah, I've something to try. I have to drink all the coffee first though. Terrible burden. I suppose I could decant it into a second carafe. Not like I don't have three or four. And I have reached the silent zone. And for those of you who are keeping track at home, the verbosity seems to have dried up. Some of the people I write with are really, really, really into dragon, naturally speaking, into narrating. And I actually talked about that to my therapist. And apparently, as part of her practice, I don't know if she still does it, but at one point, when in her practice, she dictated patient records for later transcription. And it's her comment echoed a lot of the other people that I'm working with. That it's practice thing. Like, typing is practice. You know, I wouldn't be able to type 100 words a minute anymore, but even 80 words a minute is faster than this, you know, what would I need to type in order to compose at 1,000 words an hour. I don't know. I'd need to type a lot more words than 80 in order to get 1,000 words in an hour. 1,000 divided by 60, drop the 2 zeros, 6 into 100. Put the zero back, 150. I'd need to type 150 words a minute to keep up with my composition rate. So if my brain is only working at 150 words a minute, being able to talk doesn't buy me anything. I've been through this math before, I know. Long-time listeners will remember that I've spoken about this at least twice before. And the real bottleneck is not the speed with which I put the words on the page. The real bottleneck is either coming up with the stories, coming up with the ideas to write the stories, or making myself sit down and write for enough hours during the day. Right now I'm writing for NaNoWriMo, I'm writing 4.5 to 5 hours a day. Actually writing, actually putting words on the page, actually counting, timing myself while I'm typing, totaling up the times at the end of the day. And at the end of the day, I'm averaging 1,200 to 1,300 words an hour in 25-minute sessions. Yesterday was astonishing. Considering that most days I'm doing 10 to 12 sprints. I think yesterday was 8. But I had one session in the evening where I had about 45 minutes before I had to do something else. And so I set the timer, recorded the start time, and then just kept typing until I had to go do the other thing. And that was pretty astonishing. That was like almost 2,000 words. It wound up being just a couple minutes over an hour. But it was almost 2,000 words. And I was writing like my hair was on fire, my pants were catching. So yeah, there's something to be said for that. So the argument remains. The argument that I have with myself is, all right, if you have the idea, if you have the setting, if you have the character, what's preventing you from doing 5 hours a day? Mostly self-discipline. I mean, there's nothing special about November 1, but November 1 I got up and said, okay, we're going to do this. What would it be like if I got up every day and said, okay, we're going to do this? And what if I didn't get really too anal about it? What if it came to the point where, it's like, okay, it's working hours, and I've tried this before, 9 to 11, 1 to 3. It's working hours, I'm going to work. And then outside that, okay, fine, go play. What would that look like at the end of a year? I don't know. But I got a year coming. I've got a magic point in time, one of those sacred transitions from 18 to 19, from one year to the next. There's something I'm thinking about. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.